Hi, Marilyn O'Malley here, your personal power expert. And today we're going to talk about how your beliefs are sabotaging your success. And below is a diagram that you can follow along to help you have a visual. Your thoughts, beliefs, and actions predict your future, not your past. Now, what does that mean? So your subconscious mind is influencing you all the time about what actions to take. So the things that you believe that you learned from your past, and particularly your younger years, because from 0 to 9, you're like a sponge. You're taking in everything around you without any consciousness of asking whether it's true or not. And so you're taking in all the influences from your family, from religion, from culture, from your peers, from TV, media, marketing, the movies, and you're believing that that is the truth about who you are. What I'm here to tell you and help you see is that those negative beliefs that what you're believing about yourself influence the actions and your sense of potential that you feel you have in your life. And your beliefs influence your actions. So let's just take a look at the diagram for a minute. So if we start at beliefs, say you have the belief, see, I never get what I want. That's a victim belief, like you have no power and you're not going to get what you want. So that belief, see, I never get what I want, influences your sense about potential. If you're coming from that state of mind and that perspective, then you're obviously thinking nothing ever works out for me. So you're feeling a very little potential in your life. And that feeling and that sense and that belief create a state of certainty. This is something you know without a doubt. I never get what I want and things don't work out for me. So when it comes to taking action to creating something different, you're going to take little or no action because you don't see a reason why. You have, you know, it's like, why? Because I never get what I want and nothing ever works out for me. And so not taking any action determines your results. And so those results are going to be nothing good is happening or no change in results, which reinforces your belief. See, I never get what I want. So let's take the next layer, which next example that I have for you, where I see, I am wealthy. And wealthy, by wealth, I mean, you know, there's richness in your life. There's wealth. So it can be money, that you have all the financial support and security that you want in your life. But it's also that you feel supported. You feel there's family, there's beauty. You're grateful for your life. You have what you need and what you desire. And you feel full of love and joy and happiness. You're inspired by life. So from this place, I am wealthy. That influences your sense of potential and like, I have the best life. And that having that perspective is like, wow, things can be almost limitless as to what you could create or the potential or possibility of the things that you can create in your life. If you know for certain that you can create whatever and you can just keep making your life better and better, then you're going to take massive action for that best life, aren't you? You're going to be excited. And then that determines the results you're going to get. So when you're taking massive action, you're going to have massive results. And then that's going to reinforce your belief that, God, yes, I am a wealthy and rich person. So clearing yours and other negative beliefs out of your space, out of your energetic space, and replacing them with new, true, empowering beliefs while managing your thoughts and your actions is essential for you to have success in your life. So if you worry and you have doubt and fear, you limit your potential. And managing your mind and energy is your most important daily practice. Throughout the day, I do this all day long. And when I first started, it felt like it was all day long. You just learn that you're the one that's in control, that you're in control of your mind, you're in control of your sense of your beliefs, you're in control of how you see the world and what you feel is your potential, and you're in control of the actions that you can take and the results that you can create in your life. Feel certain about your potential and you will have create new results. So there's that certainty, that knowing, that expectation. I expect good things to happen in my life. I expect myself to create the things that I want to. I know and expect that I have the power to do that. Perfect practice in your mind creates perfect application without thinking about it in the world. So the mind does not know the difference between make-believe and reality. So the more that you can practice this and imagine it in your mind, see yourself walking, talking, doing the things, having the beliefs, owning the beliefs that you're wanting to create in your life. See yourself getting those results. You're reprogramming that subconscious mind. You're aligning your mind and your energetic body to create the same thing. Take inspired action. Listen to your intuition. When you're clear of all of those lies that you've been holding on to that no longer serve you, and you clear that energy, and you clear and you transform those beliefs, then your energy gets clearer and clearer, and so you can hear your intuition. You can be guided using your intuition much more easily because you don't have the interference of those other people's beliefs and energy in your way. And then also, you're a clearer vessel to put your message out into the world, your energy out into the world, to be seen, to be heard, to have impact and influence. And then the last is think, speak, and act only wonderfully about yourself. That's because then you're reinforcing the beliefs about who you are, the truth about who you are, your worthiness, your faith, your love. And it's creating that energy so that you are full of you, and that fullness of you, you're coming out into life and approaching life from this overflowing energy where you become an inspiration to others. You come from this, from a very strong foundation of knowing who you are, what you want to create, and you're knowing and owning your personal power. And taking action and creating those results that you want to create in your life. So thank you very much. I hope this was helpful. Please leave comments or ask any questions. Go out into the world and be in your personal power.